With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Heads up, Florida. A storm brewing in the Gulf of Mexico could become a major hurricane, and it may hit the Gulf Coast by Wednesday afternoon or early Thursday. Forecasters say the impact could be felt from the Tampa area north to the Big Bend and the Panhandle. Running for their lives, thousands of people fleeing southern Lebanon as Israeli airstrikes target Hezbollah rocket launchers based among civilians. And some more U.S. troops may soon be heading to the Mideast. Also at SRNNews.com, the House Rules Committee blocks a vote on a compromise stopgap spending bill.
The move means House Speaker Mike Johnson will need the help of Democrats to pass the measure. Johnson's three-month continuing resolution to keep the government funded through December 20th was not brought up for consideration by the GOP-controlled Rules Committee Monday night after multiple Republicans expressed opposition to it. Committee member Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky said he believed Johnson was trying to set up a government funding crisis the week before Christmas to pressure lawmakers into voting for a bill that would be written behind closed doors. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The small southwest Pennsylvania borough of Smithton, population around 400, hosted a VIP the other day.
Early voting begins in Pennsylvania over the next 2 weeks. And we need each and every one of you to go out. Just don't take anything for granted. We have to win Pennsylvania.
Former President Trump hearing the hopes and fears of small town people, including farmers, who say they've been watching their way of life slip away in the past few years. Well, now that she's running for president, Biden border czar Kamala Harris may finally visit the southern border. That, according to sources referenced by CNN and The New York Times. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 64 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 59. This is SRN News. Fans of a popular Christian television series, The Chosen, descended on Orlando, Florida this past weekend. About 6,000 of them participated in what organizers called ChosenCon 2024. Actors, writers, and series creators intermingled for in-person conversations and workshops. During a break in the sessions, SRN News asked attendees what impressed them most about the event.
It's been surprising. Like, we'll just be in line at Starbucks, and all of a sudden, John the Baptizer walks by or Lazarus walks by. It's just, and they've been really nice.
Particularly delighted to see people's response gathering together from all over the country or the world. Vibrancy and the energy and the dynamic people seem to attach to the biblical story.
I like them to know that they are making an impact, spreading the gospel, and that's what we want.
The Chosen fifth season will be released early next year. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Dallas Jenkins, creator of the worldwide biblical phenomenon. This is SRN News. Hoping to end a strike by its workers, an aerospace giant lays a new offer on the table.
Boeing is offering higher pay to striking workers, but insisting they get back on the job quickly. Boeing has rolled out what it calls its best and final offer to get more than 30,000 striking machinist workers who assemble aircraft back to work. Those on the picket line in Washington state expressed their desire last week to end the nearly two-week-old walkout.
We all want to get back to work, and we all want to be the Boeing family that we always have been.
Boeing says the new offer is contingent on union members ratifying the contract by Friday night. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Oregon elections officials say they've removed more than 1,200 people from the state's voter rolls after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were registered to vote. More details, SRNNews.com.